Well, you knew you want this modern word integrated.
Well, I've never heard anybody say that about coffee.
Yeah. Well, now, that white and that integrated tea.
I've never heard anybody say that about coffee. If you don't put anything in your coffee, you say you're drinking it.
Straight, that's what we used to
say. Straight, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like you do your whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They say straight. That's interesting. I like that. And that was more common than saying black at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you were going to town and you didn't want to go alone, you might say to somebody, well, come on and go.
No, that generally say, come along or go. Come along, go along with me.
Mm-hmm,
something
mm-hmm.
Like that.
And now, if that person didn't want to go, you might say, well, that's okay, I'll just go without you. Or how would you say that? I'll just go.
Oh, see you tomorrow.
If somebody was not going away from you, you'd say they were coming straight
toward you, sure.
And if you ran into somebody, if you saw somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come home and say, well, guess who I ran
into?
And if the child was given the same name as her aunt, for example, you'd say they named that child.
After is the word they used to use.
If you had a dog and you wanted to attack another dog or a person or something,
they'd just sick him.
They'd say sick him. Now, if you were talking about a dog that was no particular breed, a mixed breed of dog, you'd call it a...
Two different names, a cur mm-hmm. or a mongrel.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know both those names. How about one of those little bitty dogs that barks all the time, you call it, people would have in their yard?
Oh,
have you ever heard of a feist dog?
Yeah, feist, but they don't bark as much as the chihuahuas.
Oh, chihuahuas.
They're the ones that do the barking.
They're yeah. Now, if somebody had a mean watchdog and kept it inside a fence, you'd say to that person, so somebody was trying to go in there, you'd say, you better be careful or you'll get...
Dog bit. Dangerous dog.
Now, what would you call a male horse?
A male horse?
Uh-huh.
Well, now that depends on whether he'd been castrated or not.
Oh, I see. One.
If he hadn't been castrated, he's a stud.
Uh-huh.
If he has been, castrated, why, he's a good nightmare. He'd be called a stud or a stallion if he hadn't been. Well, the Dickens, I know as well as I know one name. Well, I know, but I can't think of the name. Gosh, dog. And many of them I've helped operate on. And sometimes words hang up with me like that.
Well, I'll ask you another one. Maybe it'll come to you later. What would you call a female?
Mare.
Did you ever remember, like bull, for example, do you ever remember people saying that you shouldn't say that in front of women? Have you ever?
Oh, yeah. When I was growing up, well, words like I use in front of you, no offense intended at all, you know, we just didn't use them.
Well, what would they would not say bull, for example, in front of a woman?
Well, the grown-ups would say it too, but men seldom would say it in front of the women.
They wouldn't?
No, sir.
What would they say instead?
Well, the man would tell his wife, talk about the bull, you know, but they wouldn't.
But not in general?
They just wouldn't. Some lady come in, he wouldn't walk in to where she and this lady and wife would say, hey, that bull jumped the fence.
They wouldn't.
Say, oh, Roni or whatever they call him jumped the fence.
Mm-hmm. Would the same thing go for stud and stallion?
That's right.
Huh.
Well, I can't think of that name, I'll declare it.
I don't know that name either.
Oh, it's common as stud and stallion. But
only thing I could think of is a gelding. Is that it? No.
Gelding.
Is gelding it? I wasn't even sure if gelding was
gelding, that's
her name.